All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and compassion, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that was shed for the remissions of our sins. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, I give you praise and glory and honor, and I praise and I magnify your name today, Lord, because you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken. And Lord, we thank you. We praise and we magnify your name today, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy of all glory and honor. And I shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the Alpha and the Omega. Almighty God, I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that you've not left us alone. I thank you that by your stripes we are healed. I thank you for the gifts of healing flowing and driving out the spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for delivering and setting your people free from every bondage that the enemy has tried to afflict them with in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, I ask that you would rise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. I ask, Lord God, that you would send revival to the United States of America. I pray, Lord God, send revival to every church in the body of Christ, Lord God. May your people begin to pray and seek your face as never before in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord God, I ask that you would do it for your most holy name. Say, God, I ask that you would do it in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I thank you for granting your people with peace. And those that need to be refreshed, Lord God, send forth a refreshing in the name of Yeshua. Lord, send forth a refreshing, refresh, refresh, refresh in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, those that are seeking new jobs and promotions, Lord, grant them, lead them, guide them, order their footsteps in the name of Yeshua. Lord God, I ask that you would bless them financially. Those that need the financial miracle, let the money hit this week to be able to pay all of their bills and their expenses in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, thank you. Thank you for binding the strong man and sending a command over this area and over this region. And release your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness. Lord, bind the strong man of idol worship and witchcraft and perversion and doubt and unbelief. And let your glory be revealed. Rain down the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that your people would experience your presence. They will walk in your joy as never before. And Lord, I thank you and I bless you and I praise and magnify your name today. Bless this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again. Excuse me. To share the word of God. Truly, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in Straight from His Word. I am not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say, get on your knees, pray, and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, as you know, I always say, perilous times are here. The return of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is imminent. It's something that God gave me to make sure I make that declaration, because it is so important that as we look and see what's happening and taking place, is that we have a firm understanding of what's happening in the times that we're living in, and that there's work to be done. It's extremely important that the purpose of being in a relationship with Christ, having a relationship with God the Father, allows us to know what is happening and what's getting ready to happen and what's getting ready to take place in the times that we're living in. Because you know what? A lot of people have fallen asleep. You know, the Bible prophesied that there would be a great apostasy that would hit the body of Christ before the return of the Lord. And it's extremely important that we recognize that if we get into place and we begin to pursue a relationship with the Lord God Almighty, we will be in that place that He wants us to be. We will be able to hear His voice, follow His leading, and recognizing the purpose of the Holy Spirit that was given to us. Go with me to John chapter 14. And as many of you that have been listening to Straight From His Word over the years realize that I talk about the Father heart of God and realizing that in the Gospel of John, it is all about revealing the Father heart of God and seeing how Yeshua, Jesus, he demonstrated the Father heart of God by his acts and his deeds, by realizing that there is a relationship that we in the body of Christ as believers, we can walk and have that fellowship with him and be in a covenant relationship with him through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to recognize and understand that when Jesus was born and began his earthly ministry, he was baptized and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and everything that he did was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he was walking in a relationship with his Heavenly Father and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And he left an example for us to follow as believers, and we have that opportunity. But if we have not been equipped, and if the ministers, pastors, and teachers have not equipped us to have that relationship and to pursue that relationship with Father God, then we're just going to be just following the crowd. You know, you can take time, and I tell people, spend time with God every day. Start your day with God. End it with God, you know. And it doesn't have to be some type of religious ceremony that you go through and you assume a certain posture. I find myself walking throughout the day talking to the Lord, crying out to the Lord, you know, singing psalms and hymns in my heart, you know, when I think about the Lord, and sometimes just saying, God, thank you. You know, Lord, thank you for this, and Lord, thank you for that. And then as you build that relationship with him, you will then begin to walk closer to God, and then God will begin to communicate with you, and God will speak to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. God will speak to you through his word, and we have to recognize that we will learn to hear and to recognize his voice because God speaks to his people. If the devils and demons can speak to us, then Almighty God can speak to us as well, because a lot of people say, oh, God doesn't talk to us. God doesn't speak to us. Not true. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. Yes, he will. And he will let you know, hey, I need you to go here. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Now, in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, this was a promise of Jesus' return. He says, let not your heart, in verse 1, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I'm going, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not where you're going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto them, I am the way. Now, pay attention. Listen, saints. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be cool with it. And Jesus said unto him, have I so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works. So Jesus was identifying himself and saying that we are so joined together that I am God's representative here on earth. You're looking. You want to know what God is like, what God the Father is like? Here I am. And all the things that you see me doing comes from the heart of Father God. And verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now Jesus was saying, wait a minute. You think what I'm doing is great. When I get back to heaven, you're going to be able to do greater works. And so when we look at what we have going on in the body of Christ today, are we doing greater works? Are we moving in the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit? Are there genuine miracles? Are the gifts of healing, the gifts of miracles, all the things happening and flowing freely in the body of Christ to where we are delivering and setting the captives free, that people are walking in liberty and freedom, and that people are having an encounter with the Almighty God because we are walking in this power and this authority to set the captives free. You see, the mandate of setting the captives free has been lost. We are so involved, and you don't have to agree with me. All you have to do is read in the scriptures and see what saith the scripture, and then have a conversation with God and say, Lord, you said we shall do greater works. And if you follow in the scripture, you will see that the apostles in the book of Acts, I call it the Acts, they call it the Acts of the Apostles. I call it the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. You will see that when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they carried on the ministry of Jesus, or Yeshua, and they began to do greater works. We cannot even measure up, in my opinion, to the works and the ministry that was done in the early church. And the miracles and the signs and wonders did not cease when the last apostle died, because you have prominent Bible teachers that say, and as a belief system, that the secessionists believe and say, well, the miracles and the signs and wonders, that was just for the early church. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He is the God Almighty. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he designed his church. He birthed his church in power. We serve a God of power. We serve a God of deliverance. We serve a God of healing. But we've fallen short because the enemy has distracted the body of Christ. And we're talking about the body of Christ. We're talking about individual believers from what the mandate is. You see, when Yeshua was on the cross at Calvary, it was about you. It was about us, delivering us and setting us free. But after the resurrection, it's about him and God the Father and being in a relationship with him and serving him as his servants and being witnesses for him, that we might be a reflection of his power and his glory and his love and his mercy, so that people who don't know God would be drawn and have a desire to seek and know who Father God is, because a lot of people have their perception of God is wrong. And because we have all of these different denominations, we have all of these different teachings and doctrines and everything else, there is no consistency in who we are in Christ Jesus. I wish there was somebody who would say, amen, preacher. Oh, God, help me. But come on now, saints. It says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. That's heavy right there. Greater works. Now we are in 2024, and what do we have? We have beautiful buildings. We have more Bible schools, Bible colleges. We have more pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets. You have television ministries. You have radio ministries. You got podcasts and everything else. And yet, me, when I look at the city that I live in, and I'm driving up and down in Seattle, and I'm seeing people who are ravaged by the power of sin and how the enemy has them bound up, that they're in need of a divine intervention. They need an encounter with God because their lives are messed up. There are many believers whose lives are messed up. You know, I was going to write a book. I guess I never wrote it. Was Dressed Up and Messed Up. Because when we go to worship, and you've heard me say this, and I know a lot of people might take offense to this, the church has become a place of entertainment to where we go and meet and we go to hear the choir praise team perform. Then we have an eloquent message by the pastor. We might have and be worked up into an emotional frenzy. But when we come to worship, it is to meet with God. We're not coming to be entertained. And when we come in, we should leave out better than when we walked in the doors. Our desire to serve God should be greater. Our desire to pray should be greater. Our desire to read his word should be greater. Our thirst for God should be greater. The question that I have to ask, and those of you that are listening, how thirsty are you for God? How hungry are you for God? And recognizing that when you have a thirst and a hunger for God, you're going to be driven to seek him, and you're going to want to know him. And that's what drove the Apostle Paul, even through all of his divine encounters and everything he had. He says, I need to know him. You know, do I know him? And does he know me? Because I spend time with him daily. You know, one of the scariest scriptures in the Bible, go with me to Matthew chapter 7. You're listening to Straight From His Word. I hope you're getting something from this. Whew, man. One of the scariest scriptures in the Bible, passage of scripture in the Bible, is this, saints. Starting in verse 15, he says, beware of false prophets, Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? So even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Verse 21. This is Bible, saints. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, moving in the gifts, and in your name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works?
schools, food programs, clothing programs. And he says in verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. When we look at that scripture, saints, and we think about it, it's possible, because a lot of times, and what has happened, people join a denomination and did not enter into a covenant relationship with their Savior. And they begin to serve the denomination and the rules and tradition of the denomination or the particular ministry, because the pastor is a very prominent individual in the body of Christ, but that they never enter into that personal, intimate relationship. And that word new is intimacy, like between a husband and a wife. I never knew him. Our relationship was never consummated. So therefore, depart from me. In other words, you are lost. And so that's why the Bible says, examine yourself whether or not you be in the faith, and recognizing that, think about it, saints. At the end of the day, am I truly in a relationship with Christ? Am I truly walking with him? I'm not trying, you know, this is something that, you know, contemplate to, like, you know, God, am I right with you, God? Are we straight? You know, Lord, you mean the possibility exists that we did all of these things and I did, you know, I thought I was serving you. I thought I was on the right track. But when you take your last breath or you miss the rapture, you find out, oh, my God, I'm lost. That's for eternity, saints. That's why I teach, and I've tried hard, and I'm sure I've failed, or maybe, you know. I just want you to be right with God. God, be straight with me, you know. Lord, I need to know you, you know, and I contemplate. Say, God, are we straight? Lord, am I walking in relation? Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? Lord, I ask that you lead and guide me. Order my steps in your word, because God, I don't want to fall short. God, I don't want to miss you. I want to make sure that I'm in your will. And I acknowledge that you are my God. You are my Savior. You died for me. Your blood was shed for me. And if you're not in a covenant relationship with God, then all we have to do is repent and ask God to forgive us. And he promises to forgive us of our sins and our iniquities. And then all we have to do, saints, and say, okay, Lord, here am I. Use me for your power and your glory. Because, Lord, I want to be found serving you. I want you to be my Lord, be my God, be my Savior. Because, Lord, you laid down your life for me on the cross at Calvary. Your blood was shed for the remissions of my sins. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straightway Christian Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit. We need your help. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is Lord. His return is imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, even your coworkers, that they would have a heart to come and to seek and know God. And just be pray and seek in and say, Lord, I want a closer walk with you. Bless me with your presence and your power. Remember, Yeshua is Lord. His return is imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.